here at NAFCU's 50th, can you believe, 50th annual conference in Hawaii. How appropriate. With Stephen Aguirre and Christy Edgar. How are you?
Very good. Thank you.
Stephen, how are
you?
Yeah,
very good.
All right, good. Hey.
In Hawaii, how can it be bad?
Right.
It's true. That is true. I pardon my reach, all right? So let's move your Diet Coke out of the way. All right, I want to tip that over and get your shirt all messy up. But anyway, hey, you guys just got out of a presentation entitled Lending Strategies, Shifting from In-Person to Digital Engagement. Anybody want to start with a quick summary on what that was all about? Stephen, you want to go first? Or how about ladies first?
Yeah.
Come on.
Ladies,
okay.
You don't get out of it, Christy.
Well, our presentation actually started out with my presentation, which was all about what American One Credit Union does as far as what we do utilizing data to impact our membership and offer them the best quality solutions, both in branch and now how it's important to shift emphasis more to digital as well. And then Steve stepped up and talked about what he can offer to help credit unions get there. And not necessarily what he can offer, but he gave a lot of great information to show the importance of needing to shift to digital as well as your
So what were a couple of takeaways from this?
Yeah, I think we were trying to, a couple of takeaways is that, you know, your branch and your digital network are very important. And there's not necessarily one importance to the other. I thought Christy did a great job of relaying that, you know, everyone's membership is different. But yet there is fundamentals that are needed. You know, you need digital technology, you need to use digital marketing, you need to use local marketing, you need to expand your hours, you need to have that one-on-one within your community. So I think there was some good takeaways on that, as well as a couple others.
Yeah, I agree. I know that he had mentioned in his, he gave actual information of who your real competitors are, because a lot of times credit unions look at the credit union down the street, or they look at Bank of America or some of those banks, but really, we're ignoring all of those online banks who have very little overhead and are able to offer products and services that are very competitive to what the credit union's offering, and those sometimes are being overlooked. And he brought light to, we need to pay more attention to what they do.
I like how you guys are complimenting each other. It's very, very friendly here.
Yeah,
I like
enjoyed working together,
yeah,
so it was great.
Good. It was good for
Well, I'm sure it was a great presentation, since you guys are so happy. And but you mentioned American One was a credit union that you guys, so what exactly did they do, and what were their results because of all this stuff? I'm sure there's a nice little case study.
For them,
so. Oh, all right.
Well,
what did you do?
Well, we do have a really strong ROA right now. It's actually just over 2%, and at the end of 2016, it was at 1.65. But I think what we brought, or what I brought as our story, was that you need to focus in on what your members want, kind of like what Steve had just mentioned. And some of the examples that I gave throughout the presentation is how we position ourselves as auto loan experts, both in the branches and online, and how what we do and the tips and things that we use to actually make that come across. So
very cool. So what were your, what goals, what do you want people to take back to their credit union and use right away based on the examples that you guys and the information that you shared?
Yeah, I tried to do a couple simple tasks for them. You know, like a lot of it, what I was talking about is using your data, and that data helps you understand your members, but data can be intimidating. It can be big, and you know, I challenge them to go back and take just a small piece. Start using little bits, you know, get it down to metadata, start using small bits of it, and then you can start really seeing how it is. It's like, it's too big to take it all on at once, so take it in chunks, but it is valuable, and you do have value sitting there that you could really learn about your members. So that was kind of a challenge that I offered to them.
Yeah. Anything to add there, Chris?
Yeah. I think another piece that he had actually challenged them with is that you need to, you need to look at who your real competitor is and build your strategy around that. Right. But one of the things from my presentation that I hope brought a little bit of insight is just to really get to know your members. Mm-hmm. You can't read articles and think about what people are doing across the country, because that might not be the best solution for you. And so understanding what your members' expectations are, mm-hmm. and then delivering the tools and that they need in order to make them happy members.
Okay, very cool.
What's cool about American One is that Christy was talking about is that they do a lot of user testing. They do a lot of, you do a lot of, you know, surveys with focus groups with the members. And you don't hear a lot of credit unions necessarily doing enough of that. You know, you hear focus groups of, you know, different vendor projects and stuff like that, or how the mobile works, but not just overall, how can we service you better, which is pretty interesting.
Yeah. Yep.
Very cool. Very good. Anything to add there?
Yeah, so we do, like you said, we do focus groups on a regular basis with our membership, with our staff, with the community, so that we can understand what the needs are and what the expectations are, and then try to live up to those expectations. Because that's really what it's all about, if, you know, is offering the products and services that they come to expect.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what it's all about.
Exactly.
So where do we go from here? Where do you go from here? And then how do you help out?
Well, honestly, working with him has been a great eye opener. I mean, obviously, we know that there's always room for improvement. The minute that you think that there's no room for improvement, it's probably a bad sign. So working with him, it's really been a fantastic opportunity for me, because I know that there's opportunities there for American One to be able to take ourselves up to that next level. And I'm excited. I'm excited for the future.
Steven, anything to add?
Yeah, definitely. I think I'm looking forward to, you know, potentially working with Christy and her team. And I love what they got going. But I think it was fun to talk to a lot of people in the room. I got some really good feedback and some really good follow-ups. And I'm looking forward to, you know, taking it to the next level, like seeing like what you present to someone, and then, you know, hey, how can we really put this into plan? So
that's my last question here. Is why is this, what's the importance of all of this? Because I mean, I've been through lots of stuff like this over the years, so why is it important right now, especially for you guys?
I think it's important because times are changing. Obviously, expectations are changing. Used to be just, I want a branch. Now it's, I want to be able to access you here, 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 and here. I want mobile, I want online, I want in branch, I want the long hours, I want the ATMs.
Sound like my 6-year-old.
Right. I want a Monsters. Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah, I have some of those. So it's important to understand what those expectations are and just meet them. And I think that those expectations are constantly changing, and that's one of those things, and that's why doing that follow-up research and understanding your members on a regular basis is important, because their needs will change.
Because they're going to go somewhere else. If you don't offer it, they're going to go somewhere, because the competition is fierce right now.
That's you know, one of the things we were talking about to them as well, is that, you know, It's kind of changed. I think what's really changed for credit unions is you used to be able to put up a sign and you had that tradition that you've been there for 50 years. But we're in an era where if you're not speaking to them, somebody else is. And it's Rocket Mortgage or it's, you know, some of these other competitors. And, you know, I think credit unions have to do better about bragging about all the great things they do. And I don't think they do that well enough. And they need to start, you know, hey, tell the story of what you're doing. Tell your story is a great story, but not enough people know it. And these younger members definitely don't know it yet.
So. You need to start shouting from the mountaintops, all right? Big time, big time. All right, guys, great message to end on. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
well done.
Mike.
Keep up the good work.
Always great to talk with you.
Indeed, sir, indeed. Well done, guys. Woo-hoo.